because look, who can you believe? Look, look, it's Skip Skipley.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too. All right, how you been?
Not bad. How about yourself?
You know, good.
Good. How was your week off? Weren't you watching the Backstreet Boys or something?
I went to see the Backstreet Boys 15 times. I followed them for the week. That was my plan.
You rented a car and just drove behind
just
the bus?
Just drove behind the bus crying because Kevin wouldn't speak to me.
Did they dress up like that video
them? The Wolfman and the Frankensteinman and Jekyll and Hydeman, Mummyman. Yeah, they did, just for me. They did a private performance on the bus.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Gosh, that must have been thrilling for you. Like, it's a combination of two of your favorite things.
Which is what?
Movie monsters and the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say buses.
Well, we all know your love of buses.
I'm
a bus enthusiast.
Yeah. Isn't that underneath the plaque?
That's right downstairs. That's what they put on my plaque. Okay. Let's start the thing. Can we just start it? Yeah. All right. Shall we start the bidding?
Well, as always is the case, I was listening on the jet on the way here.
Oh, okay.
So we have two '90s cards for you.
There we go. Celebrate. You know, this is why we've got awards.
Yeah.
Because we did full circle. Professional. This is a professional radio show.
I mean, he's technically someone outside of the show that did that.
That's true.
You know,
but he's part of the show.
It's osmosis.
Yeah.
There you go.
From 1991, please provide us a line or two from Rico Suave.
Oh, man. I don't know. That song is in Spanish.
I mean, the chorus will do.
I know, but the song is in Spanish.
Yeah, but you can do the chorus.
All right. What's the background? La, li, la, li, la, la, Rico Suave. La, li, la, ling, da, da, Rico Suave. That's all I know, man. I didn't take Spanish in high school. I'm sorry.
You know, there's whole sections in English, but you know.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I think that's the only
words in Spanish, actually.
Are Rico? No, that song's in Spanish, isn't
it? Not.
It's not. I don't know. It's not a song that I would watch or listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just know Rico Suave, and the guy was a dork. What was his name?
Oh,
Gerardo.
No, Gerardo. That's, what an idiot! All right,
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What does Gerardo wear on his head in this video?
A bandana.
That is correct.
Because it's Suave to wear a bandana. Ask Brett Michaels.
Rico.
By the way, Brett Michaels made a cameo in Sharknado 5. In case anybody was curious.
Does bandana fall off?
He played. No, he played himself. He gets hit by a bus.
Was there any dogs wearing bandanas in it?
There was not. Okay.
Gerardo wore hair extensions to look more suave.
What?
Like which Counting Crows singer?
Is it not multiple choice?
Well, I mean, there's only one lead singer.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember the idiot's name. He screwed everybody on Friends.
Oh.
Adam, it's not Adam Levine.
No.
Adam Morowitz.
Oh, you are kind of close.
What is it?
Duritz,
okay.
Close.
All right, I didn't get that one. Don't you ask me Counting Crows questions. God's sake. All right.
Esmeralda, what is the Spanish translation for Rico Suave?
It would be, I guess, delicious, smooth, or soft. It's probably smooth.
According to Pop-Up Video, it's rich and smooth.
Well, they know nothing.
Rich and smooth. It's not going to be soft. You don't want to write a sexy song and the guy's soft.
Or soft.
All right.
Suave means soft.
You couldn't tell by the hair extensions he had, apparently.
I don't know. All right. Is that it?
That would be the first
set of
the
card. Now we flip over. We're tied at one. Right? Yes.
I mean, I would give myself that other one, but whatever.
What other one? Because you didn't match the card?
I don't know. Because I'm not fluent in Spanish or anything, but okay.
You have to be fluent in VH1.
I don't know what anything means.
All right. We're tied at one. Let's move on, Skip.
Multiple choice here.
Oh,
for
thank
you.
God.
Yes. Ritual cannibalism in Papua New Guinea has resulted in which fatal degenerative disease among the four people? Is it A, hookworm, B, kuru, C, trichinosis, D, mad cow disease?
What?
Ritual cannibalism in Papua New Guinea has resulted in what fatal degenerative disease among the four people? A, hookworm, B, kuru, C, trichinosis, D, mad cow disease.
I don't know. Mad cow disease.
That is incorrect.
Is it kuru?
Kuru is correct.
Why is that a question? Are there cannibals in the video?
Is kuru mean Rico Suave? It's the Rico Suave dance.
Can somebody tell us why there's a cannibal question on the Rico Suave video?
He does have a thing where he says that something about eating something raw,
I'll
like
eat you.
Sushi.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. All right.
So that could be it.
See, one more here?
Yeah, one for Esmeralda before we break.
All right.
Multiple choice. Mm-hmm. What is a banderilla? A Portuguese bikini, a Southeast Asian rodent, a Spanish barbed dart, a medieval sword. What is a banderilla?
The dart.
That is correct.
I saw that movie with Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz. Banderillas.
Oh, what?
No, banditas.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah.
They're riding horses.
It's a terrible movie. I've seen it 53 times. Because they're in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I had the client list on my DVR.
Oh, boy.
Terrible show. Seen every episode. All right, we have to break here from the suaveness and the Rico-ness.
And when the big day came.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Bobby Vinton. You know, I believe his nickname is the Polish Prince. Yes, one of the most beloved Polish performers of all time, Mr. Bobby Vinton. All right, let's get back to the game. Skip! Skipley came back from retirement. Skip!
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
Yes. How many watches is that? 40? 50? 60?
About 60.
Good. Let's recap here. We still have two more questions left?
Two more questions.
For the Rico Suave card. Esmeralda is in the lead 2-1.
There is a movement on the text line that she should be given the Rico Suave translation question right.
All right.
I mean, it could,
what is
it? Could
is this like?
Ways.
Is this like the Bubble Boy episode? Moops. is that what we're talking about here?
Hey, you know.
All right, we'll give it to her. 3-1
questions.
Rico can mean many things.
Okay.
Multiple choice for you.
What happened?
Edamame is a kind of what? Yoga technique, Buddhist chant, Japanese soybean, Yiddish expression for exhausted.
I'm sorry. What was the first one again?
Yoga technique.
What's the, that's the third, C, what's the, C?
Japanese soybean.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yoga technique.
Right after your downward dog, doing
go
edamame.
Go doing edamame.
Edamame.
Speaking of dogs, what was the name of Richie Rich's dog? Not multiple choice.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
Wasn't dollar sign, was it? He had some dumb name like that.
It had to be money related.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he had money signs shaved into its hair.
who liked Richie Rich?
I mean, it was a comic before
bastard.
That, but, you know, I'm thinking of the...
Yeah.
Was it Macaulay Culkin?
In the movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Dollar sign is her answer.
Dollar is the answer.
Oh!
Very close.
Very close. Is that his middle name? Dollar sign Rich?
All yeah, right. He named the dog after himself.
That's right. You got to when you have an animal, you give them your last name. Yeah. That's how it works.
It was Rich. His last name was Rich.
That's what I said. Dollar sign Rich.
Oh, okay.
Middle name sign. All right, it's 3-2.
Oh,
and now,
boy.
Now Esmeralda is ready to kill cats.
Jeez.
All right.
Please provide us a line or two of REM's Losing My Religion.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. losing my religion, trying to keep on something, and I don't know if I can do it. That's it. That's all I got.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I thought Michael Stipe walked into the studio.
Yeah.
Really, very, very, very good. I'm going to do terribly at this. I cannot stand this band. And I particularly want to punch Michael Stipe with his little movements in this video.
And his hat. His little hat.
Oh, please. Okay.
Not multiple choice.
Yeah.
Losing my religion is a Southern expression for what?
Throwing up?
No. Good guess. Getting angry.
Getting angry.
Okay. Hmm.
All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What is the name of REM's lead singer?
Is that seriously?
Michael Stipe.
I get what does losing my religion mean in Swahili, and she gets Michael Stipe, who's the lead singer of REM? All right.
What stringed instrument does guitarist Peter Buck play in this video?
Mandolin?
That is correct.
All right.
Other side of the card.
Oh, good. Mm.
Burgess Meredith, the actor in Rocky's Corner, also played what Batman villain on TV, Esmeralda?
Oh, the Penguin?
That is correct.
What? Is there a penguin in the video? Is Burgess Meredith in the video?
Is the penguin? No, I don't think. I don't know if there's
a
penguin.
Does he move like a penguin at some point? Is there people moving like a penguin?
I don't remember.
I hated that video. Okay.
Multiple choice.
What?
Which of the world's religions has the greatest number of followers? A, Islam. B, Christianity. C, Buddhism. D, Grateful Dead. Which of the world's religions has the greatest number of followers? I should point out that this is when Papa Video was produced, so it might not be the current answer.
Okay.
Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, or the Grateful Dead.
I am going to say Buddhism.
That is incorrect. According to them, it is Christianity.
Oh, okay.
Esmeralda.
I'm getting killed. I'm getting smoked this game.
In scientific circles, REM stands for what?
Rapid eye movement.
That is correct.
Mm. Okay.
Once again, tying in, I believe you have REM when you're dreaming.
Yeah. You're in a REM state is what they call it. Yeah.
Final question.
Oh, seriously? That's it?
Multiple choice. A buck is...
A buck?
A buck. A male horse, a male field mouse, a male deer, or a male man?
It's a male deer.
That is correct.
Wow. You killed me on this. 7-4. 7-4? God.
I know my 90s.
Spanish and REM. That's what you know.
I know my 90s pop-up video.
Yeah. 90s pop-up video. All right, that video used to do. You know, the dude who directed that video, Tarsem?
Mm-hmm.
He went on to direct that terrible movie with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Lopez. That horror movie. Serial killer gets in that. It's like in your head. It's very
visual.
Oh,
not. That's not.
The Cell.
Vince D'Onofrio.
No. Well, D'Onofrio might be the bad guy, but Vince Vaughn is in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio is the bad guy.
In The Cell? He did a movie with the dude. He did a movie with Lee Pace, this guy Tarsem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one where he's all like...
Great movie.
It's like a fairy tale.
The Fall. I think it's called The Fall. And it's interesting. The guy who directed that video, Tarsem, is a really interesting visualist.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's some really nice images in the video. I just would rather watch it on mute.
And The Cell was...
Had some really crazy stuff. It was a terrible movie, but it had some really crazy visual stuff in it.
I just remember seeing those bits and just going, no, thank you.
The Fall is good, though. You should see The Fall. And I know you like Lee Pace, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey! I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have some live music in studio.
Oh, nice.
The Great Moments in Vinyl are going to do the Allman Brothers this weekend.
Very
so we're
going
to have a couple members in studio and hear some live music. And it's Wild Card Wednesday.
So
expect some more Bobby Vinton. All right. See you tomorrow, Rico.
See you, Suave.
All right, there you go. We'll be right back.